accession number 20190, Reel 2.
So, do you think you've had as good a job as that since?
Yeah, I've had quite some happy jobs, but not as important. I don't feel as of importance. Alright, anybody can do that job that I was doing in Swan Hunters. But I'm not saying you had to be a royal to get in, but you had to be lucky to get in. You just couldn't go to the employment exchange and say, right, could I have a job? You had to more or less have somebody to speak for you to get in, you know, which I thought was quite good. Because like I said, my dad was there, my dad was there for years and years. And my future father-in-law then, he was there for years and years. So, and my dad was more or less on the cleaning side, because he was working with the labourers. So this is what we were classed as, labourers. Right. And of course, my dad got onto the form in, not Mrs. Kutch, I forget who that. Oh my God, so long ago. So, like I said, my dad seen this fella, like, and he says, alright, he says, tell the van to come down. And I went down, I got a job the following morning.
So that was the kind of thing, like the market and all that?
This is it, yes, yeah. But, I mean, you didn't feel cheated or anything. I think you all were doing a good job. Most after the ship was complete, and say, well, there's another one for some more, you know.
And what about the money side of it? I mean, you're saying the money was good, although you can't remember.
I really can't remember how much I could.
But, I mean, did first of all, did your mother get most of that money?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think I had about £5 a week after I gave my mum mine. But, you see, my mum and dad, my dad was a trawlerman before the shipyard, like. And then there was no work, and then he got the shipyard. I was a trawlerman after. No, he must have been a trawlerman after. And of course there was 7 of us at home, and my dad, just being a labourer, well, he didn't get a fantastic wage, and he didn't get a lot of overtime, and over the years my mum had been so good to us, so we were paying them back, but we never ever wanted. You know, I remember one night I said to my mum, do you think I could, I've seen some lovely shoes, I said, do you think I could have them? She said, we'll see. Well, when my mum used to say, we'll see, you know, you are going to get them. Well, I done a wrong thing. I went straight to the shops and opened my pay packet. Bought the shoes out of my own pay packet. God, I never lived that down. For months and months and months. If I had just come home and says, there you are, ma'am, and she said, well, there you are, that's yours, pet. Give me £5 back. I said, well, what about the shoes, ma'am? She said, well, how much were they? I said, blah, blah, blah. But for me to do the, take me wages and open them before I give them to me ma'am, that was terrible. Not like what they do now.
So how did you, what exactly happened?
Well, she played poorly, steam. And she says, that's all right, she says, but I was going to do something like that with the money. I says, you and ma'am, I would like a new pair of shoes, that's all right. And she made you feel guilty, you know, and I never ever done it again.
Do you think she was right or not? Did you think?
Well, of course she was right, because, I mean, there was other things that was needed. But it was just my whim that I wanted these shoes.
Yeah.
And even to this day, if I want a thing, I have it yesterday. Do you know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
Well, people say, oh, we'll wait a bit, you know, or something like that. I'll get it tomorrow. Uh-huh. But to me, I want yesterday.
Yeah.
Pronto.
Right.
You know? But, and as I say, I never had done it again. And when my dad came in, I'd been crying, you see. What's wrong with the pain? Tell him what you're doing. Well, he says, your heart promised him one way. Because she knows that when you say, oh, we'll see, she just takes it for granted that you're going to get them. It was a serious bush fair going back up again, getting them. And it was smooth over, like, and I said, oh, sorry. But, and I never had done it again. You know, so, and as time went on, my mum used to say, I used to mention, say, a skirt or a blouse or a dress or something. She'd say, we're all right, but we'll go together. I'd say, oh, hi, ma'am, I don't open my packet no more. And, I might be lessened by that, you know. But we never used to get hit, because my mum and dad was great. And he used to just sit and talk to you, and that was enough. By the end of the conversation, you were sobbing about what you had done wrong. You know, it was really great.
So, I mean, in a sense, because of the fact you gave your mother all the money, you didn't have a sense of independence about having it.
Well, this is it. This is it, you see. You used to get up on a Thursday then. Well, no, Friday night. And when I had overtime, marvellous. And I used to get a little bit, but not a lot, you know. And as I say, really, times was hard. And it was a boost your ego to think that you could come to your aunt and say, there you are, Mum. You know, you felt great at the end of the week. You know, oh, sweet.
So did it work out in terms of the fact that you could go out and work and earn money and give some of your mother? It's different. I mean, it's a different thing from sort of saying, right, I've got the money.
Well, this is it. You see, in them days, and I'm referring to the humans now, we'll have it or die, but in them days you couldn't buy clothes for the simple things, for the coupons and the ration books and everything. So there's really nothing, and we didn't spend that in makeup because we didn't go out. It was more or less sweets or stockings. That was the only thing we done it with, you know. But, oh, what a hard life.
And that was always in person names, really.
I've been bred and born. I'm 16 August. Mm-hmm. And I've been bred and born personally, except for a short time when my first married and we lived in Wheaton Quay. And then my mum got her house round the corner. I heard that, you know. But I've been bred and born personally, and I've been here 26 years.
End of tape, Anne.